producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some breaking news. Now, a report was broke by The Guardian today. Now, they were reporting based off of Anthony Hill. He's a criminal defense attorney in Chicago. And what they're saying right now is going on. Chicago Police Department is arresting and detaining U.S. citizens for days on end at a secret compound. This is a place called Haman Square where U.S. citizens are essentially treated like terrorists. Lawyers have compared it to an off-the-book CIA black site. Police are seen wearing military gear and have armored tanks posted outside of the warehouse where this Guantanamo-style place is. The site is used to interrogate citizens out of the view of law enforcement chain of command. Citizens are sent to a black site so no record of arrest can ever be found. Lawyers who show up to look for clients are turned away, and police say that they are jeopardizing undercover operations. Now, I'm going to read you a part from the Business Insider article. Says there are usually questions about whether these arrests are justifiable or constitutional. Anthony Hill, a criminal defense attorney, told Business Insider, suspected criminals are just picked up and thrown into the back of an unmarked car by police officers wielding assault rifles and wearing bulletproof vests, describing the process as highly militarized. This is one of the craziest things I've had to report on since I've been here. You know, you got to think, if a place like this is in Chicago, wonder how many other black site, off-the-record type places there are in America, detaining people, picking them up off the streets, not reading them the Miranda rights, not giving them the constitutional rights that they're supposed to have as American citizens. Prisoners who ask for lawyers are denied that option at this place.
And when they say, "I want my lawyer," you tell them, "Shut up.
Your time is expired.
Get a lawyer."
This is the post 9/11 world that we live in. This is a Guantanamo Bay scenario right in the heartland of America. And this is something that we are going to do a lot more research into. And I'm going to be digging into this subject for quite some time because this is out of control. We do not need this in America.
Cover more of this report at the bottom of the hour after we take some phone calls and talk to Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency. Let's go back to Ryan to let him finish up in this 2 minutes we have left. You say you disagree that I'm right about this net neutrality being a Trojan horse to end net neutrality. Well, yeah, it's an FCC takeover, period. That's the end of net neutrality. Forget about corporations fighting with each other. This is the government. So I agree with you there. You say you disagree on the border situation. If we don't give freebies out to the whole world of poor people, then we could bring the immigrants here. I'm not against the individual immigrant. We need them. Hell, we killed most of the new generation, 55 million kids since Roe v. Wade. So, I mean, do you still disagree? Because it's not right that I can't go to Mexico and have a baby and have it paid for by the government, but somebody from Mexico can come here. That's wrong. And why are these people entitled? Go ahead. What's your point?
It's a heavy, heavy issue to me. Welfare on its own. I mean, I live right near a town that is just built on gaming the system. And really, with an industrial town, all of that's gone. So, I mean, that's horrible. But the whole situation with illegal immigrants and who are we going to ID, that all feeds into the national ID thing.
Well, here's where you're right. Here's where you're right with Lamar Smith from Texas and the rest of them. They get police state laws passed on national ID saying it's for illegals, and then the illegals are exempt. So I agree with you and Ron Paul that the fence is bad because it's only to keep us in, not people out. I just don't want to hear I've got to give my liberties up because of a terror threat when the government's behind Al-Qaeda. Make sense?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's a heavy issue.
I hear you. Look, this is all I got to know. If you want to hold over until Wayne's gone and come back to you a third time. Hillary Clinton and Obama support open borders. They also support this net neutrality deal. They also support shutting down our power plants. They also support attacking Russia. They also support funding ISIS. Okay? That's all I need to know. If they're for it, I'm against it.
Gold isn't for you.
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Wayne Madsen for about 40 minutes or so. Then I'm going to get into this secret police substation. In fact, we'll keep him longer and get his take on that and take your phone calls. But I will go to Mary and Cindy and Spencer and Kevin and others that are patiently holding. But before we go any further, I want to just recap the news here. They are trying tomorrow to pass a secret 322-page FCC regulation. That is, the FCC is going to issue it, and they say it's going to pass their board. We've got multiple commissioners that actually do the work. The chairman is like the mayor, saying it's a horrible idea. They're fixing a problem that doesn't exist. Net neutrality is a solution that won't work to a problem that doesn't exist. That's what one chairman said, Chairman Pai. You've got the Republican leadership, of course, we now learn, has been involved the whole time and supports it. That's in the New York Times. You've got the normal coalition of kind of rent-a-mob, fake liberal trendies that are supporting it. You've got Hillary out promoting it. This is the FCC that has no regulatory power over the Internet getting that power. And that's what Hillary said, quote, to Silicon Valley yesterday, quote, it gets a foot in the door or a camel's nose under the tent flap. And she supports it. Now, that's got to tell you something. So just like with Obamacare, the Republican and Democratic leadership are for it, the grassroots is against it, until they're brainwashed. And it's the same story over and over and over again. Now, I don't know Wayne Madsen's view on this overall. I just know that he covers telecommunications, the NSA, the CIA, net neutrality, and is involved with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And the Freedom of the Internet groups has been involved in it since these groups were started. He testified to Congress, the EU, you name it. Members of Congress have also had him as expert witness. So he is uniquely positioned as probably the biggest NSA whistleblower most people never heard about. You hear about Snowden all day, but Madsen was blowing the whistle back when they didn't arrest you for exposing criminal activity 20 years ago when he left the National Security Agency. Before that, he was in electronic anti-submarine warfare operations in highly classified areas of the Navy. And, of course, he's a frequent guest here on the broadcast, and I appreciate him coming on short notice. I just thought, hey, we ought to get Wayne Madsen's take on this. All I knew months ago was they wouldn't show what the proposal was, and I said, I don't want the FCC over the Internet. Use antitrust laws on these big corporations that are already there that they can't stop people's information going down the Internet. If someone violates a law, those laws are on the books. Well, that's basically what Commissioner Pai and others are saying. We're going to find out Wayne Madsen's view on this and then take calls on this subject and others. Wayne Madsen, what is your take with WayneMadsenReport.com? What is your take on what's happening right now?
Well, I wish we could freeze the current status quo without any sort of my fear is that there's been a lot of lobbyists involved with crafting these FCC regulations. I think there's arguments on both sides of this. I was involved in this peripherally when I was with the Electronic Privacy Information Center years ago that the issue of net neutrality came up.
And isn't that the group that turned into EFF?
They actually work together. They're two separate groups. Some of the EPIC people went over to EFF, so there's been some cross-pollination there. But they all basically agree that there ought to be net neutrality. I don't know their current take on this. I assume
EFF is now coming out saying they don't like the current plan because okay. Go ahead.
I'm probably in agreement with their stance. Here's the problem. The problem is that currently, without any sort of, because it's out there, the Internet is out there to be preyed upon by the Comcast of the world. And we know what their intention is. They want to create these multi-tiered systems of bandwidth access throughput. And if we have that situation, small websites like the one I run, And others out there are going to be relegated down with the slow throughput. The Comcast, the Hollywood studios are going to get the high bandwidth throughput, and so good content, or at least independent content on the Internet, will be smothered.
Sure, that's the Internet too. And so at one level globally, they're trying to do that and then have a censored, controlled, multi-tier system. Then the FCC comes in as, quote, the savior, but then that will give them regulatory power so they can then, quote, compromise and bring in the Comcast plan.
And here's the and that's the problem, because if you get the FCC involved in regulating content, this is the slippery slope, because we know the FCC regulates content on the broadcast networks, so on the radio frequency spectrum, on television and radio. That's why, you know, you can't say those seven words that George Carlin talked about. Personally, I don't care. If you don't like what you hear on the radio or television, turn it off or turn to another station. But I'm really afraid that this could be opening the door for other lobbyists who represent, let's face it, I'm going to be right out in front on this one, those thin-skinned bellyachers from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League who will start crying about content, and they may try to use the FCC to regulate content on the Internet, and that's where I think this could wind up, because I think, like I say, I wish we could just freeze the current status quo without any sort of lobbyist involvement or major companies like Comcast and Verizon getting involved. But that obviously isn't the case, because we have this, you know, multi-100-page document that's been prepared that's going to, you know, the devils are going to be in the detail on this one, Alex, too.
Well, isn't it telltale that he won't testify before Congress, the FCC chairman, and the 322 pages is secret? I mean, right there, you shouldn't be able to pass something that's secret.
Yeah, and the guy who's the FCC chairman, of course, Obama picked him. He's a former a communications industry lobbyist. He comes right out of the Comcast world, so I wouldn't trust anything on his silver platter, whatever he's offering up. Like I say, I think what you said, it's not broke right now. Why try to fix it? And I wish we could just freeze the current status quo, but that's obviously not going on in D.C. right now.
Let me ask you this question. More and more on every front, the globalist interests are accelerating their program to a reckless level. A, do you agree with that statement? And B, why do you think every globalist project is being put into overdrive right now?
Oh, well, look, you know, the globalists are afraid right now. Look what's happening in Europe with Greece. I mean, the Greeks unfortunately buckled. They had this new government. They said, look, we're not going to play around with these bankers and this austerity. But it looks like they, you know, in the 11th hour, they cut this deal. But these are like the little Dutch boy trying to keep his finger plugged in the dam, because there's leaks springing up all over the world, and they're getting, frankly, very, very nervous about what's going on.
Elaborate on the Greece-German situation.
Well, what we had in the victory of Syriza, that's the far-left party in Greece, it was an anti-austerity vote. You know, Greece has been told to sell off all their public sector assets, everything from the ports, which they were forced to sell to the Chinese, to airports, to ferry systems, you name it, hospitals, everything was on the chopping block. They wanted to do to Greece what's going on in Ukraine right now, selling public assets for like pennies to the dollar. And the only people that were making out were these, you know, globalist bankers in Frankfurt, the European Central Bank, the EU, and the IMF, what they call in Greece the Troika, the IMF, the European Union, and the European Central Bank. And there have been people on pensions in Greece have been thrown off their pensions. They don't have money to get their prescriptions. I mean, it's been devastating. So the Greek people elected an anti-austerity government. But what did they do at the 11th hour? Instead of just saying, to heck with the EU, we're pulling out, we're going to reestablish the drachma, our old currency, as our monetary unit, they cut this terrible deal, which means that Greece will continue with this austerity program. Who's next? Well, it's Spain, Italy, Ireland, Belgium, France, all facing this too. Either in France, you've got the rise of the National Front, the right-wing party, which is supposedly against these EU austerity programs. In Spain, it's Podemos, which is, again, like the Greek leftist party. But in various countries around Europe and, in fact, around the world, you're seeing the population going to either the left or to the right because they're sick and tired of this status quo that's been engineered by these globalists.
What they're going to is nationalist anti-austerity parties. And when you analyze the Greek debt and others, as you've done, I've had economists on, 90%, whether it's Iceland, whether it's Greece, whether it's Ireland, whether it's Spain, whether it's Portugal, 90 to 93% of the debt, it's always the same globalist formulae, is a fraudulent derivatives, credit default swap, or other derivative trash counterfeit that Goldman Sachs, in almost every case, operatives have had the president or prime minister sign the people on to, quote, bail out the banks, but then it's their debt to the very bankers they just bailed out, and so their pension funds get raided, or they've got to bail in and give money to the banks. I mean, this screw job is so epic, it makes my head spin. When we come back, Wayne, I want to talk about that with you. I want to go to phone calls. I want to ask you the wild card question. What big stories are you working on right now? And so much more. TheWayneMadsenReport.com. He's almost right now. And we're going to tweet that out at RealAlexJones at Infowars.com. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. It's a classic dialectic where you control both sides of the argument to then create a synthesis that is the end game that you wanted to begin with. The Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution is a Straussian economic system that is deployed as almost a fix-all for the global social engineers, in my view. It's very transparent. There's a plan to create a two-tier, censored, controlled, hyper-fast internet that's already in place in South Korea and other areas. Have people opt in, waive their rights, and be surveilled, and then basically have a subweb that is falling apart, choked with different tolls, and regulated as well. And so they have the Comcast and others come in and try to push this hijacking, creating dams in the middle of the internet. Then Congress comes in to, quote, save us, but they don't. They let the FCC and agency come in and just say, don't worry, we're going to declare regulatory power over this without Congress even passing a law. So it's a constitutional crisis in that it's the FCC declaring they're just going to do this. And then we talk about FCC appeals when they don't have this regulatory power. And we've got the former head lawyer joining us Monday for the FCC, Bruce Fein. He's the guy that got rid of net neutrality in 1987. So we can defeat this. But, Wayne, what does it signify in the world right now? I know I brought up another subject as we went to break, but I want to go back into this for a moment in this short segment. What does it signify, though, that they're trying this? And if the globalists are in such crisis, looking into your crystal ball, talking to other experts, where do you see the world going? What are we about to see the next few years?
Well, I mean, if you were to sneak in to say the Bilderberg, you know, you actually are inside listening to these people, these elitists, or the Davos World Economic Forum, or any number of these. I dare say that's been discussed at the Bohemian Grove between, you know, naked romps in the forest. They're probably saying, what are we going to do about this internet? Because, you know, fairly independent means of communications where the nation state, as a matter of fact, just last week, three fossils, Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Brent Scowcroft were testifying before John McCain. And John McCain is very much in bed with these Comcasts of the world on the internet. And all three of these ancient fossils said they're concerned about the Westphalian system being threatened by social media. And what are they talking about? Talking about the internet. And what they're talking about with the Treaty of Westphalia, this was concluded in 1648. This gives you some idea of these people are living in the past. They want to return to feudalism. They want to return to chattel systems, and they're concerned. So when they're talking about the Treaty of Westphalia from 1648, their feeling is that the nation state is being threatened. And right now, we don't really have in Europe, for example, we don't have a nation state. We got a supranational group called the European Union, which consists of a lot of nation states. And I think basically what they're afraid of is that the EU is going to fall apart. All this Western Hemisphere, NAFTA and CAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade Partnership, all this stuff is going to come to a screeching halt because the people are going to say, no, that's our jobs. That's our way of life. That's our standard of living. That's our cultural identity, too. That's what Russia's upset about, being, where they're trying to force feed Russia to adopt standards.
They're trying to force them to take political correctness, open borders, and Russia just isn't buying it. And expanding on that, you're absolutely right. For those that don't know, it was about 9 years ago. We're trying to find the article. We'll have to find the exact headline to find it when it's that old. But remember, he came out lobbying for Comcast and said, we need a law with no proof, basically, was a law they wanted, that Comcast and the recording industries were proposing to, quote, blow up pirates' computers. That if they claim you downloaded something illegally, then they send a virus that fries your computer. Remember that? He said, quote, blow up your computer.
Yeah. I mean, these people are insane. But the mere fact that you had Scowcroft, Kissinger, and Brzezinski testify before some...
Shows they're scared.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have to haul these people out of the crypt to complain about how the Westphalian treaty system is being threatened by social media. You know, they're talking about you, they're talking about me, they're talking about everyone else out there who's got an independent voice.
Well, Hillary said it 4 years ago. They're losing the info war. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen, your phone calls, and a lot more, and wild cards. What does he think is most important? I'll ask him.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. George Strait, ladies and gentlemen.
Amarillo by morning.
Wayne Madsen is our guest. I want to start going to your phone calls, Cindy and Kevin, Spencer, James, and others that are patiently holding. You want to talk about ISIS, Bill C-51 in Canada, basically Patriot Act. Jesse wants to talk about Jesse Ventura and immigration. Cindy wants to talk about ISIS in America. Yeah, they've just arrested supposedly three people, Fox News is reporting, who wanted to join ISIS We're going to discuss all of that. Also, they're set to move on codifying Obama's executive action on merging us into a North American union. That's what they call the open borders. That's just some of what's coming up. Meanwhile, college indoctrination on steroids, capitalism must be overthrown for the sake of humanity. Janet Yellen is freaking out about audit the Fed bill. Here are 100 reasons why she should be freaking out. Another article, ex-FCC chief shocked by Fed's attempt to regulate internet. That's just some of what's coming up today that we haven't really gotten into in detail yet. Before we go back to Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, I also want to get him to talk about his latest book. Folks should definitely go get it and read it and support independent journalism. But before we go any further and talk about tales from the CIA, this month of February, we've had some of the biggest specials ever. A free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. Normally a $14.95 value. Free when you get it with two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. That special ends in 3 days. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Super high-quality, life-changing products, certainly in my life. You've heard the rave reviews. I want to thank you all for your support. That's how we fund this operation. That special is going to end. We've got 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Just try a bottle of it. If it doesn't blow you away, you've supported the broadcast. But quite frankly, I know what's going to happen. We haven't really seen anybody yet who hadn't had rave reviews of the stamina, the energy, the, to quote Beavis and Butthead, the boing. I mean, it is certainly the real deal because of all the estrogen mimickers and fluoride suppressing our normal endocrine system. This will blow you away. And I, by the way, I have a big university study out of England. Research exposes how our water is making us depressed and sick. It's a great headline, but it's not hardcore enough by Mike Barrett at InfoWars.com. He did a great job writing this article. It should say, university study, fluoride destroying the thyroid. Because you read the study that they're linked to here, 30% increase in the cities in England in hyperthyroidism and also underactive thyroid, so both, just studying that. So you can go read it for yourself. Just another study of the thousands. The Harvard study looked at 25 studies proving a massive IQ reduction. The list goes on and on. What are you doing paying for a toxic waste to be dumped in the water? There's London Telegraph. Fluoride drinking water may trigger depression and weight gain, warned scientists. What? That was also in the London Telegraph? You mean they actually reported on it? When did they report on it? Monday. Wow. The London Telegraph beats InfoWars by 2 days. Wow. I love being beaten by mainstream media. Yeah. Make me passe. Make me old news. Anyways, you can get a super male, super female, 20% off, 15% off all the water filtration systems that are already the lowest price, highest quality, InfoWarsStore.com. Have any questions or comments? There's literally hundreds of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You can call toll-free 888-253-3139 and talk to our polite, informed, great InfoWars crew that's answering the phones in the building next to me. And then after 6 o'clock at night, we have an answering service. They're still great folks, but you are talking to an info warrior when you call before 6 o'clock central. So 888-253-3139. Wayne Madsen, just now I thought of something. Do you feel vindicated being one of the first 9/11 truthers, demonized, vilified, drugged through the mud, pilloried, attacked, for saying that Saudi Arabia clearly had a major hand in it and that there was a stand down in the book you wrote, in the interviews you've done for international, national media and this show? You were one of the first prominent 9/11 truthers covering real facts They sent in the well poisoners with ridiculous conspiracy theories who all attacked us to try to discredit the message. But now the 28 pages, Senator Graham, head of the commission, says Saudi Arabia quarterbacked it, bare minimum, and that our government, bare minimum, stood down. We are vindicated. What do you make of that? And then are you worried about a new false flag?
Yeah, I'm worried about a new false flag, but I was actually threatened with lawsuits from people in Saudi Arabia, a Saudi sheikh, for example, because I had written about the involvement of some of these Saudi banks, Saudi bankers, members of the Saud family in 9/11. The current king of Saudi Arabia, I tagged him as facilitating the transfer of members of al-Qaeda through Riyadh when he was governor of the Riyadh province to Pakistan and Afghanistan, paying their plane fare giving them their tickets, paying for their hotel rooms, giving them cash. He's the current king, King Salman, not to be confused with what you catch out in the Puget Sound in the Pacific Northwest. But I believe me, those Salmons, those King Salmons smell a lot better than King Salman of Saudi Arabia. I had very good sources back then that were trying to tell me this was going on. I feel good that they're vindicated, more so than myself.
You're talking about Springman and others ahead of the U.S. Embassy.
Springman was one of many, but there were so many back in the
Colonel Butler.
Yeah. I mean, I think back on some of them. Unfortunately, some of them are no longer with us. Some of, gotten out of the mainstream. They got beat up so bad, they decided to get out of the...
And these are people there that watched it all happen. I mean, these were eyewitnesses.
Yeah. I mean, they were... And some of them are still around, but many of them left the military, left the intelligence services. It'd be nice. They talk about putting up memorials. I'd like to see a memorial put up to those 9/11 truth people who, suffered immensely. Some of them are dead, and I think suspiciously.
Remember Barry Jennings, 2 weeks after he was on the show, we aired the interview that our crew, I was producing Loose Change, second edition then, and we interviewed him, aired the thing, and he was dead 2 weeks later.
Yeah, even Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, told me she had information that would have been of interest to the 9/11 commission.
You were on the show with her that day, and I said, listen, they might kill you. And I said, you'll never commit suicide. She said, never. And I remember I had the police detectives call me. I had her condo manager call me and say, no, she was leaving. They were after her. He sent me her handwriting. Looked nothing like her suicide note.
Right. And there was FBI agent John O'Neill that was on the trail of the Saudis early on.
You knew Palfrey, by the way, quite well. Let's remember the D.C. madam here.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long, long list. But look, there's still reluctance to release those 28 pages, and I pretty much been told what's in them. It's no surprise to me where these roads lead, and it'd be nice to see the pages come out. But I think it's going to be anticlimactic when they are released, because we're going to say, yeah, we already knew that stuff.
But we're not going to get apologized to by CNN, Fox News, Glenn Beck. I mean, really, Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn, come on, do I get an apology?
No, well, some of those guys, I have a bit of schadenfreude right now with some of them, like Brian Williams and Bill O'Reilly, lying about their war records, and O'Reilly trying to claim he was standing outside of DeMorin Schilt's house when he committed suicide before he was supposed to testify before the House Select Committee on Assassinations. I mean, if we been able to get these two figures, how many others are there like them that lie about everything?
What about Brian Williams? What's your view on him? I mean, when he came out and tried to say, I misremembered being hit by a missile when he was an hour and a half actually behind it. I mean, that is just an insane lie.
Yeah, I mean, who?
That's like saying I was in the fertilizer plant explosion in the town of West Texas that's 100 miles away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, poor Dan Rather got run out of the business because he happened to have told the truth. Look, of course, some of the evidence was problematic. It was
he had about 20 pieces, and we know Karl Rove spiked one piece of this info.
Yeah, so There's the corporate media for you. You know, they promote the ne'er-do-wells, the people who make up stories, and those who try to report the news are, you know, shown the exit, the exit door. I'm going to predict right now that in 2 years there will no longer be the half hour broadcast evening news shows. I think they're just ridiculous.
Do you think Brian Williams will be seen as the bellwether mark point in which the dying dinosaur media finally collapsed into a rotten heap?
Yeah, I think NBC will probably be the first to get rid of its nightly news, followed probably by ABC.
Well, CNN's already segueing out to cooking shows and travel shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And MSNBC does the lockup shows on the weekends, you know. And even the Weather Channel, we get, you know, Coast Guard guys in Alaska. What is this crap? See, that getting back to the Internet and net neutrality, that's what I would hope that the Internet doesn't become that kind of garbage. But I think there are people with, the Hollywood crowd and the music industry would like to turn the Internet into a reservoir of garbage like we see on cable TV today.
But we can see the metric of what they call conspiracy news. That means anything that doesn't fit with the official narrative. It's what's growing. I mean, I don't think this is something they can get rid of. I don't think that if they were losing the info war 4 years ago in Hillary's words to Congress when she testified, I think now we're really hurting them bad.
Well, I try to regulate the Internet. I keep my backup. I have my old Woodstock manual typewriter. I'll just start doing my stories on that and send it out by snail mail. You know?
Well, we know the Soviet Union got crippled by people with fax machines handing out printouts just saying the government lied about this, the government lied about that. That's why everybody should always have an arm of their media operation that's low-tech.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they ever shut me off or anything, I'll launch an initiative, people door-to-door, to put handbills up everywhere so fast they can't stop us.
Yeah, I want to I'm actually thinking about going to some garage sales and antique stores to see if I can get those old mimeograph machines I used to have when I was back in grade school and junior high.
By the way, I'm sure you saw that Germany and Russia are actually buying typewriters for the super secret communications, but the big secret is France already uses underground pneumatic tube for anything considered secret.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of countries going back to, well, we used to use those in the military, even in the intelligence community, called bunny tubes, where you put your messages in these pneumatic tubes and send them from one building to another, one room to another.
Yeah, my dad, strangely enough, when he was in France, wanted to get a tour of the Sears, but it's not the actual Sears, it's the old, 500-year-old ones, and it was a big tour. He went down in them, and they were like, and I was like, what's these tubes? They go, that's for secret communications. He just said they were just scores of them. This was like 5 years ago.
Yeah. They're very effective as long as some clown, as we've had on many occasions, as long as some clown didn't put a banana or an apple in this thing, because you wind up with banana mush or applesauce on the other end.
Oh, so some of people, even in the agencies themselves, would do that?
Oh, sure.
Have you heard about this epidemic in federal agencies of people crapping on the floor?
The phantom crappers.
What if they did that in the pneumatic tube?
Yeah, we had a lot of funny things show up in the pneumatic tubes. there were stories. I mean, I remember that back in the barracks in the Navy, there were those phantom people that did such things. But I mean, why do you do that? If you want to be crapped on, just turn on the CNN and get the latest press conference from the White House.
Or turn into Mrs. Maddow or Mr. Maddow. He'll certainly get crap on you.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
All right, I'm sorry for the potty humor, folks. Got to have some gallows humor. Hey, let's take a few phone calls, Wayne.
Sure.
All right, Wayne Madsen's our guest. Next hour, I'll get into the secret. Have you heard? It's even on mainstream news. They found secret black sites that the police have for interrogating people in Chicago.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that Rahm Emanuel was kept under 50%. He's forced into a runoff, and I would hope that anybody who's a voter in Chicago would vote for Jesus Ochoa. Garcia, I believe that's his name. I may have the last name wrong. I hope I don't. But he came out of basically nowhere and kept Emmanuel under 50%. So they're going to go into a runoff, and I would hope that that Chewy becomes the next mayor of Chicago and gets rid of that nonsense.
Well, it's a good Star Wars tie-in. Now, is this mayor 7.5 feet tall and hairy?
I mean, Emmanuel is just he's just sold the city of Chicago to the highest bidder.
He's a total gangster. I mean, for folks who don't know, this was even in mainstream news that he would flip out in meetings and start under Clinton and start stabbing the table with knives, foaming at the mouth, and he would tell Obama to shut up in front of congressional closed door meetings with Obama. I mean, he is crazy.
Yeah, and Obama showed up in Chicago to campaign for him, but apparently, as I wrote today on my website, where Obama thought he had coattails out there, it turns out he didn't even have a fairy loop to help old Emmanuel.
Now, did Emmanuel and Obama drop by the bathhouses like they normally do?
I don't know. They might have discussed old times up there at in what they call Boys Town.
Maybe they'll hang out with Sandusky. Let's talk to him. We're not joking, folks.
Or Aaron Schock, the other guy that I reported on. He's the guy that redecorated his house office, House of Representatives office, as some sort of with all this old English wallpaper and wall hangings and things in the style of Dalton Abbey. There were rumors that he was also frequenting those same places.
Oh, let's skip the network breaks. We got more time. Kevin in Maryland. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good to talk to you, Alex. Wayne, props to all your work, man.
Thank you.
Yesterday, Jesse was talking about some of the immigrant workers and how they're kind of like artists. And I just wanted to mention that out in front of John Hopkins Hospital, they have Cobblestone Road, two lanes on both sides, separated by a median. I watched Brickman pull up all the cobblestones, put them back down, and pour a concrete bus lane in a week. Meanwhile, our own city utility workers changed out a light pole for 3 weeks. So work ethic has something to do with all that, too. And,
well, it's bureaucracy. They've designed everything to be as expensive as possible if it's done by government. Wayne, what do you chalk that up to, Wayne Madsen?
Well, you're talking about big cities. That's it could be Baltimore, Chicago. There's a lot of graft and corruption and payola in these cities. The era of the big machine, the city machines, it's not dead. Look how long it took to build that tunnel in Boston. I mean, that thing took forever and all the money that was wasted. I think whenever you talk about big cities, you're almost it's inherent you're talking about corruption.
Kevin, Wayne's got to leave in about 5 minutes for another interview, so I'm going to jump. But anything else?
Just wanted to say, if anybody wanted to learn more about your thyroid, look into the Hindu teachings of Anya Chakra. And it gives you more of a spiritual perspective rather than the scientific, how your body works perspective. And
sure.
I got the Pro Pure G2 filter working great. Got the Ancient Defense, so far so good. Give it to my youngins also. Do you have a minute I could say my poem?
Sure.
We found great treasure in the past. All this talk of moving forward without looking back. My people stressed out, yet we helping to cook the crack. Evil's real, and all the crooks are chilling back. Building guerrillas for attack on the constant, but the content of the brainwashing is what's prominent. The nonsense, the problems, all the solutions without shooting, all the child abuse and all the prostitution. I'm losing my patience, right? But who do I fight? Knowledge is the war game, and your brain holds the light. The key to all the mysteries, the proof and the truth, let's lead these revolutionaries back to our roots.
Very well said, my friend. God bless you. Let's go to one more call, and I'll continue with the calls. Wayne's got to leave here in a moment. Cindy in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
No problem. Hi, Alex. Hi, Wayne. I don't ordinarily watch network TV, but I do watch Lou Dobbs. I think he has a lot of... kudos to him. I like him a lot.
He's a listener of the show, but Fox orders him not to come on. But go ahead.
Well, he had a show on January 19th with Ryan Morrow with the Clarion Project. Are you aware of him?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. You need to get up with that. He was going over these Islamic guerrilla training villages. They're called Islambergs. They're sprouting up all over the country. And they were showing, Lou showed this on his show, these Islamic Muslims with semi-autos. They weren't practicing for prayers, I'll tell you that. They were showing how to slit throats. It was men and women. They were drilling. And Ryan.
Well, Cindy, he's got to go in a few minutes. I'll come back to you for a final word after he goes. But I'm glad this got raised. The West, if you go back to 50 years, funds the textbooks for the madrasas to radicalize Islam. Three arrested in New York for alleged conspiring with ISIS. Our government created Al-Qaeda that became ISIS. How ridiculous is this, as they say, brace for Mall of America, brace for attacks, we've got to get more funding, Jay Johnson, the head of DHS, when this is the very... Remember, years ago, we predicted that Al-Qaeda in Syria would turn against the West. Now they've done it.
Yeah, and you know, I just wrote recently out of the 11 recent cases of these lone wolf attacks, France, Australia, Canada, Denmark, Brussels... all 11 of them were known to intelligence agencies, were known to law enforcement, and some were probably informants, agents, and 9 of those 11 are now dead.
That's so right, they're patsies, just like Boston bombing.
Yeah.
I mean, the older brother was on CIA payroll, sent to the Caucasus. I mean, Russia blew his cover 2 years before the Boston bombing.
Absolutely.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Folks can find all your books there. They're excellent. Tell us briefly about your newest book.
It's basically a compendium of stories I've covered over the last 10 years of the CIA knocking off world leaders, politicians, and even people who were professionals, not politicians. So it's called Tales from the CIA Crypt.
Well, well done. We'll get you on to do a whole interview on that in the near future. In fact, let's try to set him up now for about 2 weeks from now. Wayne, thank you, my friend.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Always informative. It's just amazing how they're preparing Al-Qaeda under the new name ISIS to strike the West. And it'll be real people that come and attack us, but the door is being opened. It could be real people. I think the preponderance of evidence shows they're getting some real groups ready to attack. Wind-up toys, I call them, or they call them, but they could also pull a really big fake one like 9/11. Since the Saudi thing was just a cutout, the head of the U.S. Embassy visa section was told, no, these are CIA officers, not assets, and that's why they have a terror designation. Give them the visa. I mean, I've interviewed Springman here, and that's going to come out in the 28 pages, folks. They were protected. Now, did they actually hijack those planes? The only two air phone calls that were real said there's gas, I can't breathe, before people passed out. They were running drills. James Woods saw them 2 weeks before, drilling, getting up, drilling, hijacking, testing security. They believe they were testing security, I believe. Were they triple agents and then actually hijacked? That's a low probability, but could have happened. The money's on remote control and nerve gas. That's what the smart money's on. Who did it? That's another question. But NORAD was ordered to stand down, and that's public. You think it's fun coming out with this information? You think I like risking my life? I'll tell you one thing. It feels a lot better now knowing there's all these other people out there getting this out. I sleep a lot safer at night. I don't want to get killed. But you know what? Duty comes first, and I'll do whatever I have to. But, yes, there are jihad training camps all over this country, from Texas to Alabama to upstate New York to right outside Silicon Valley. I've seen CBS reports. And, man, if citizens were training with guns and doing military training, slitting throats, I mean, you're out in a shooting club or something, that's great. But when you're out there doing training to attack, you would be infiltrated. You would be set up if you were a libertarian or conservative group. Not these groups. So what do you – I guess she hung up. I was going to go back to her and let her have another word on that. I don't want to cut these callers off, so let's just go to break here. We're going to come back with Spencer and with James and with Jan and Don and others. And I see a caller holding there, but I don't know their name and some other callers. But that's all coming up in the next hour, and there's a whole heaping helping, to quote the Beverly Hillbillies of articles, a gobbin. That's real hillbilly talk. A bunch of a gobbin. A gobbin of a bunch. A larrapin meal. That real hillbilly talk, you can't even understand. Unless you're a hillbilly. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.